So we've got Helen from New South Wales has a question.
Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. Pretty good, thank you.
Great. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have a couple of very quick questions. The first one is just to do with flaxseed versus other sources of omega-3, such as fish oil.
Yeah.
What happened, I was on the fish oil.
Yeah.
And that was fine. And I've just had a few weeks where I was tight financially, so I just got some organic flaxseed and started to grind it up. And I find that actually suppresses my appetite.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what it's doing. It's doing something. And
but
I'm wondering, do I need both?
Yeah. I think you do. But let's face it. I mean, you're talking about, when you talk about, you're financially pressed. Fish oil.
Just for a couple
like,
of weeks. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. But fish oils, and you know, probably you're talking about spending $30 a month on fish oils and maybe $5 a month on flaxseed. So $35 on something that's going to give you an oil that's going to totally change the way your body functions. And let me just explain to you why it's so crucial to get omega-3s in different forms. And just say that flaxseeds are one form of omega-3s and fish oils are another. And you need as many different types of omega-3s as possible. But let me explain why omega-3s are so crucial to weight loss. Omega-3s are a specific type of fat. It's called an essential fat. And it's an essential fat that used to be very plentiful in our diet thousands of years ago. But it's almost nearly extinct in our diet right now because they get corrupted so easily. Now, this oil, every cell of our body, all of our brain cells and every other cell of our body is covered with a layer of fat. And the types of fats we eat these days are saturated fats, fried oils. These fats are a hard type of fat that causes the cells of our body to be coated with a hard kind of layer. Now, the cells of our body need to communicate with all the other cells of our body with something called hormones. Hormones are chemical messengers that travel through your body and communicate from one cell to another. How does your heart know how to communicate with your liver? Or how does your stomach know how to communicate with your brain? How does your body know how does your brain know how much fat you have on your body? All this is communicated through hormones traveling through your body. Your fat cells communicate to your brain cells how much fat there is. Your stomach communicates with hormones. Your stomach communicates to your brain how much you've eaten through hormones. Your heart communicates to your brain how much beating it's doing, and your brain communicates to your heart how much beating it should be doing, all through hormones. So these hormones travel through your body, and they communicate with the cells. Now, if the cells of your body are covered with a hard layer, the hormones can't communicate as effectively with your cells. So your body just can't communicate properly with itself. It's almost like you've got a car and you're using the wrong oil and everything's getting all corrupted. And the worst place where it affects you the worst is in your brain cells. Because when your brain cells get covered with a hard layer of fat, the neurotransmitters can't communicate properly. And then people end up having bipolar disease, and then they take antidepressants, and that causes an even bigger rebound effect. And it's all because the oil that we're using and that's coating the cells of our body is a hard oil. So over a six-month period, if every single day you're adding omega-3s in the form of flax seeds and fish oils, over a six-month period, all the cells of your body get covered with this really permeable, soft fat that allows for really proper communication with the hormones, so your body's running smoother. And from a weight loss perspective, what it does is it reduces inflammation, which turns off the fat programs because the hormones that cause inflammation activate the fat programs. And it also gets your body to become very sensitive to the hormone insulin so that your insulin levels lower and your body is able to stabilize its blood sugar. Now, the reason why that's so important is because insulin is the fat storage hormone. And when our bodies are covered with this hard layer of fat, when all the cells are covered with a hard type of fat, our body stops listening to insulin, and that causes our insulin levels to raise. And because insulin is the fat storage hormone, what it does is if your insulin levels raise, it turns off your body's ability to burn fat because if the fat storage hormone is in your bloodstream, you're not going to store fat and burn fat at the same time. So you're in fat storage mode. So you get into this perpetual type of fat storage mode where you're unable to burn fat. And people go on a diet and they think it's calories in, calories out, but nobody even asks the question, do I even have the ability to burn fat? And when your insulin levels are too high, you lose the ability to burn fat. Now, the way to get your insulin levels lower, two ways. One is to reduce stress, because stress causes your body to stop listening to insulin, and we talk about that a lot. And the other is to add omega-3s to your diet. So over a six-month period, your insulin levels lower, you become very efficient at burning fat, and that's why usually following this approach, you lose weight quicker later on because you become more and more efficient at burning fat. So, yes, there's really nothing more important than spending that $30, $35 a month, whatever it is, on omega-3 fatty acids in as many different ways you can. And sprinkle it on all your foods. Take fish oils. Look for foods that have it. And always ask yourself in every meal, where's the omega-3s?
Yeah, okay,
hope that answers that question.
I've been struggling, though. Have I got another minute? Sorry.
Yes, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I won't keep you too much. I started putting on weight when I was about 19.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I was slim and very attractive.
Yeah.
And I've just been thinking about it, basically, like what's done this. So at around that age, I broke up with a boyfriend, and I had no tools to deal with it. I didn't cope well at all.
Yeah.
And so I reacted the only way I knew how with my sexuality and became quite promiscuous. And then drugs and alcohol came in to numb the pain.
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, I was about 28 and got away from that and pulled my life together, but was left with me again and started to lose weight again. You know, it was just up and down, basically, with my weight.
Yeah.
What I've discovered with your method is that when I try and visualize myself thin,
yeah,
and there's been so many times to choose
yeah.
from, it brings up
yeah.
shame and
yeah,
it brings up pain. And I don't trust myself.
I understand.
And I heard another lady talking to you about a similar issue, but hers was more to do with not wanting people looking at her. Well, that's not,
right.
that wasn't mine. It's
no.
more my own shame. I've hurt people
yeah.
in the past.
And you've done things that you weren't happy with.
Oh, God, yeah.
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 And,
so,
and you're afraid
and
that if you...
overweight,
yeah.
I've got about 10 kilos to lose now. And so when I'm overweight,
yeah.
I'm not, you know, I don't have that risk. You know, I mean, I've been married for 15 years today, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have children, and it's all fine,
yeah.
but this weight
yeah.
is still here, and it's a constant,
yeah.
constant struggle to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm rapidly putting it back on. I lost 15 kilos
yeah.
about a year and a half ago, put 5 back
yeah.
on it immediately.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Well, you've got this issue.
I'm not quite sure what to do.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's important to understand the issue. I mean, you've got an issue where you have very unpleasant associations with being thin, both from the actions you've taken and from the way people have reacted to you, and you're you've got a lot of fear surrounding what's going to happen when you're thin. So what I'd like to do with you right now is just create a vision.
Okay.
If we could.
Okay.
First thing I want to do is I just want you to imagine that you're in your perfect, most beautiful, most ideal weight. Okay. Can you do that?
Yep.
Okay. Now, just tell me, let's just talk about what's coming up right now. You have this, you're beautiful, you're in a perfect, ideal weight. What's coming up?
Oh, I don't even want to say.
Yeah.
What comes
well, I think
up
it's going
is, you know, there's one particular person knowing that he's finding me attractive, and I don't want him to find me attractive.
Right.
Because it's going to cause pain.
To who?
A lot of people.
Okay.
To me, to a dear friend.
Yeah.
That's one of.
And that's what's coming up.
Yeah, that's.
And what do you? What's that?
But that's just a culmination of others.
Okay, so this is what I'd like to do. This is what I'd like to do, okay? So stay in this vision for a minute, okay? I'd like you to be right there. You're in your perfect ideal weight.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're beautiful. You're stunning. You're radiant. You're glorious. You're everything you want to be. Okay, stay with that. Are you there? And there's this person.
Yep.
And he's finding you utterly, irresistibly attractive. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. So this is what I'd like you to do. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to be there, radiating your beauty, and then just look at that person. And look at him, able to communicating a feeling to him through your eyes. That yes, it's okay for you to be as attracted to me as you want. That's your business. But me, right now, I'm totally settled and centered in exactly who I am. And totally happy with exactly the way my life is. And while it's okay for you to be attracted to me, that's your issue, and it's not mine. And maybe I feel love for you as a person, and I respect you, and I honor your journey. That's your issue, not mine. And just see yourself being very confident, very radiant, and feeling really good about yourself. Just settled, knowing that it's okay for you to be as attractive as you want. And it's okay for other people to be attracted to you. And you can just be really settled that everything in your life is perfect exactly the way it is. Nothing has to change. So can you imagine that feeling? Almost like you're just this evolved, confident, beautiful goddess that just can allow people to be attracted, but that doesn't affect you at all. People can be attracted or not, that's their business. And you are totally centered in yourself and feeling totally confident, and it doesn't sway you one way or the other. Can you imagine feeling that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is... go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to keep this vision... And I'd like you to have this vision and take it with you as you go to sleep at night. Okay, and let this vision of this goddess, confident, radiant, beautiful, and totally content within herself, not letting anybody else's feelings or attractions or opinions sway you one way or the other. And that's you. And just take that vision with you as you go to sleep at night. And each day, more and more, you become that vision. You become that person. Let it be a magnet that draws you every day closer and closer to becoming that vision.
Mm.
Okay? Can you do that?
That's great. Thank you so much, because it's been really plaguing me, and it's only been since I've been doing the visualization that I've even been aware of it.
I know, and it has to be addressed. Just like when I was talking to the first caller, it has to be. If you've got an issue that's keeping you from losing weight, it has to be addressed, because you will always undermine your efforts until it gets addressed, and this is how you can address it. The one other thing I'd like you to do is I'd like you to listen to my Living Goddess meditation.
I've got it.
You've got it?
Yeah, I've got it. Yep.
Okay. Have you listened to it?
I have a few times, not that many, but I have a few times, and I've also got the other one, the
morning
meditation music.
Yeah. So,
I've got everything you've done, basically.
What I'd like you to do is find a time for a couple of weeks. I'd like you to have this visualization as you're going to sleep at night. Just really connect with it every day, and then in the morning, is there some time during the day, best in the morning, but that you can listen to the Living Goddess meditation on a daily basis?
All right.
I'm asking you,
I get uncomfortable. Pardon?
No. Well, I'm asking you. What do you get uncomfortable about?
I guess having that goddess behind me,
uh-huh.
or with me. I think I'm faking it.
Yeah. Well, just imagine that it's you. That it's the highest aspect of you. This person that's going to come in, this part of you that's just so radiant and confident and beautiful and unswayable. Just imagine that that's you, and all you're doing is just bringing the most purest, highest form of you into this life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
Thank you, John. Yeah, I can.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to listen to it. Okay, so just hear me out. Listen to her at the same time in the day, every day for 2 weeks, okay?
Yep.
Can you do that? Okay, good. And then have this vision,
yes,
and that should take care of that issue for you, okay? That should take care of the issue. All right. Check back with me in January on my webinar, okay?
Love to. Thank you very much, John.
Okay,
Merry
thank
Christmas.
You.
All the best.
Merry Christmas to you too, sweetheart.